This Litmus is your object trading. Patient's name is Joseph Dion, D-E-O-N, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of birth is 11/25/1948. Date of service is... Mr. Dion is a very pleasant 75-year-old male with history of prothrombin gene mutation, history of pulmonary embolism on Coumadin, history of tardive dyskinesia, diverticulitis, status post sigmoid resection, history of chronic kidney disease, obstructive sleep apnea, depression, history of traumatic brain injury, and history of spinal stenosis. Presented to the emergency room after he was confused and disoriented. Which has symptoms have progressively worsened in the last few weeks. Patient was seen in the ER, had CT scan of the head as well as done, which was unremarkable. His blood workup did reveal lithium level, which is significantly elevated. He was admitted to the hospital. His CT scan showed remote area of infarction in the bifrontal and right temporal region with associated encephalomalacia. No acute intracranial abnormality. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. Lithium level was 1.4. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Neurology was consulted. Patient was also seen by nephrology because of his creatinine being elevated. His EKG does show prolonged QT. Cardiology was also consulted. He was being monitored. He's given magnesium. Echocardiogram was done. Neurology felt that this mental status changes was secondary to lithium toxicity. Patient was monitored, his lithium level did improve. He was subsequently restarted on lithium. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he is laying in his bed, stating that he is doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. He is pleasantly confused. He denies any other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for traumatic brain injury, tardive dyskinesia, prothrombin gene mutation. Pulmonary embolism, history of sleep apnea, depression, depressive disorder, history of diverticulitis, chronic back pain, and degenerative joint disease, history of aortic regurgitation. Past surgical history has been significant for sigmoid resection, laparoscopy, and knee surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol occasionally. Or the drugs. Current allergies. To contrast dye. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. review of system, cardiovascular, denied any complaints of chest pain, denied any history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of aortic valve regurgitation. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of BPH. Otherwise, unremarkable. Neurological, he does have history of traumatic brain injury, history of tardive dyskinesia, history of early cognitive deficits, and history of CVA. Musculoskeletal, he presents complaints of joint pains off and on, otherwise unremarkable. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SMS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, neurological exam, patient awake and alert, pleasantly confused, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, metabolic encephalopathy, next, lithium toxicity, next, acute and chronic kidney disease, his aortic valve and regurgitation, next depressive disorder, next history of pulmonary embolism on Coumadin, next sleep apnea, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress. PTINR would be monitored, repeat labs would be checked, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.